listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Well, we're here. You here?
I am here, Tom. I've been waiting for you for a long time to get here.
And well, what? I like to be fashionably late for everything.
Yeah, you're fashionably late. Why?
That can make an entrance.
Yeah, I get your hair. I whip my hair out. Oh, yeah. By the way, is your hair turning loose or turning gray? What do you think?
I've got some grays in there, quite a few, actually.
Yeah. But you got a sort of, you have a full head of hair, though, right?
I do, but I shave it off on the sides because it just makes me look sharp and very manly.
I see, said the blind man when he picked up the hammer and saw.
Some girls don't boys like me, but some girls do.
If you don't say so yourself.
I just wish they'd start calling.
Yeah, well.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, watch. Everybody phone Tom. I'll give you his phone number. Anyways. Yeah, you know what, Tom? This is the Obesity Revolution podcast, right?
It is.
And I'm excited about this episode. I'm excited about everybody following us. I'm excited about the plans, the programs, especially our app, dude.
The app is going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. It really is. I mean, I'm pumped up about it. It's getting ready to go. That's why I go to theobesityrevolution.com. You know, and then also it's in the show notes, the website. What else is in there? The support group we have.
Right.
All kinds of, you know, other help. And so this app is going to change some lives. You and I talked about this. It's like what you and I wish we would have had.
Get on that website, you take a look at this app, you see what the support group's doing, and hopefully the podcast as well, and you'll find out this is no fly-by-night.
No.
Fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants operation. There's been a lot of thought put into this.
Yep.
Very good people, very key people are in very good positions working through this and getting things done, and it's going to be a life changer, hopefully, for the millions and millions around the world.
Okay, Tom, there he is. The sound effects are coming back in. That's back in his radio days.
Extravaganza.
Yeah, that extravaganza. I think you scared people away with that. We didn't have as many listeners because of your extravaganza. Yeah. Well, I mean,
they're like, what is wrong with that?
What is that dude's problem, man? What, get him?
I was just happy that I knew what the word meant.
I was happy that I had to look it up afterwards. To be quite honest.
Did you? Yeah.
Yes,
well,
I did because I flunked. You know what is that? What spelling? Yeah.
English would work.
English. Okay. Thank you. See. So I just didn't get it right, Tom. So, but anyways, that's where we're at. We got some pretty amazing stuff. And you know, we always talk about the four pillars, and the four pillars are important. We want to identify the problem. There's a problem.
Wait.
Obesity. What?
Pillar number one. Go for it.
Identify.
That's right.
I feel like they're like in the 80s. Like that sounded like a pinball machine.
Monster trucks.
Okay, to monster trucks. Okay.
Triple score. Go ahead. Pillar number one.
Okay. Anyways, as I was really interrupted, we want to identify the problem. There is a problem with obesity, which we're gonna. Here's what we're doing, mainly, Tom, is we are putting the fact to the fact. That's what it says in our you know, our promo. We're putting the fact to fact, you know, this obesity, and then we're gonna delve into it and then get real. And I am tired of just, you know, glossing over, not identifying the problem, and then sort of keeping hush hush about it. Which, you know, we say it all the time, And one of our big mottos is be your own advocate.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what our last episode was about, is be your own advocate, speak up, you know, and speak out. But if we don't identify, Tom, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're going to hear us talk about that a lot.
A lot. I like it a lot. Yes. So we're going to speak. We're going to talk about that. We don't just want to identify the problem. We want to educate people.
That's right.
And if
number two.
Tom, if you ruin people wanting to listen to the Pillars, I got a bone to pick. We've been friends for 40 plus years, and
I bet you they remember them all just because I'm doing this.
No, just because. Well, maybe, but I okay. Anyways, we want to educate, and yes. Educate people about the problem. I'm talking about doctors, which you'll understand what I'm talking about after this episode. Am I right, Tom?
Oh yeah.
You're going to understand about that education. And you know what? You know what our job to do is inspire. So yeah. If we...
Pillar number three.
We have to inspire. And if, you know, we don't get that... We, and you know what? You don't have to be perfect to inspire others. Show people how you deal with your imperfections. And yeah. The problem is that I don't care how big you are. People need to respect you, and they will only respect you if you tell them and show them how to respect you, because people treat us how we allow them.
Right.
And we can go around in circles, you know, about that. And then pillar number four, why is it slipping my freaking mind? Why do I can't? It's, Tom, what the heck? Why?
Well, you know, there's inspiration. What's number four?
No, hold on. I know it's I always want to say engage, but so hold on a sec.
But in a way it is.
Is it? Well, what is it? Pillar? What's the pillar?
I had it written down and now I can't find it.
And now you're like, in a way it is. No. My goodness, wait.
Well, we have to apply.
We have to apply it, though, Tom. But there's more to it than that.
Everybody's gonna remember pillar number four now, buddy.
They're gonna remember this like nobody's business, you know. And then you know what?
One, two, three, but I got four down.
Who cares, Tom? Who cares if they remember it? We don't remember. They're so good that we don't remember. They're going to remember this. Well, Tom, you as my co-host and me as the host, we can't freaking remember it.
We're being real, man. We're being real.
We're being real stupid. I mean...
No, well, let's go over them again.
We have to...
There you go. Which is the same thing as engaging and applying.
Execute?
Sure.
Okay.
Got to make it happen.
Okay, we got to make it happen. There you go. Execute, okay? So
let's... I mean, it can also mean to, like, end something, so just so you know.
Yes. Well, just let you and I go through this class, okay? So we get them embedded in our head, okay?
You got it.
So what do we have to do? Number one?
We have to identify.
Okay, number one, let's say it together. Ready? One, two, three.
Identify.
That's good, Tommy. Okay, yeah. Then what's the second thing we have to do? You don't
inspire.
Look at it.
Inspire.
Oh, no. Educate.
Educate.
Educate. Educate. It's I.
I was jumping ahead, sorry.
It's not. It's I E I E, not E I E I O, but I E I E. So, identify, educate. What's next?
Inspire.
Tom kept saying. Not. What's the first one? Inspire. No. What's the second one? Inspire. What's the third one? No, Tom. We finally got to the third one. Say.
I just love to inspire. You know.
Okay, exactly.
The third, and then the fourth one.
Wait. Hold on. But you'd love to inspire. I love
do.
To perspire. Anyways, that's right. What's number four?
execute.
That's right, Tom. Okay, so let's say them together one time. You and I both.
Okay.
In unison. Come on. No joking around, okay?
Number one.
Identify. Together. One, two, three.
Identify.
Number two. Educate. Number three.
Inspire.
Number four.
Execute.
There we go. So guess what? Nobody's going to forget that. I mean, if we forget it, it's one thing. They will never.
That was way too much work. I got to go take a nap.
I've got to go sleep. Go sleepy sleep. That's right. So anyways, that's what we're doing. Thanks for following us. Follow me at I Am Sean Maroney on all my social media. Yeah. Make sure the app's coming. Follow Tom at I Am Tom. El Tomo.
I Am El Tomo Hardy.
Hardy. Yep. I Am El Tomo Hardy. So follow him. Wherever we got great things, and let's get into this episode, Tom. What are we digging into now? What's this episode? Come on now.
We're gonna talk more about weight bias, in particular in the media and different things. But before that, and how we can fight that. But before we do that, I want to bring up the date on what you're doing, what's going on in your life as far as the hospital and everything else.
Sure.
People want to know.
Everywhere I go. And I ain't got nobody. Okay. Anyway.
Well, here's the thing. You're proving everything right that you've been talking along. Why don't you tell people how you're proving it right?
Okay. Well, number one is I came in hospital. I've lost, over 150 pounds in 7 days. Okay. Now, that's fluid. You know that as well as I do, suffering from lymphedema. And so, not only that, but suffering like that, I knew it was fluid. I mean, it's coming out my back, coming out my sides. I'm still in the hospital. It's 3 weeks. 3 weeks into this, I'm still in the hospital. And then I'll tell what's going on after I answer this question, is that me having this fluid out there, I knew. Well, to lose that much weight, even doctors, nurses, they've never seen anything like this. I had doctors coming in and scratching their head, okay, because obesity and weight, whatever you want, lymphedema, there's more to it. It's not as simple as everybody wants to make it. I don't care what anybody says. People say, oh, yeah, you just need to lose weight, man. And they come in, which is the last acceptable prejudice.
You're just making excuses, man. You're just making excuses.
Bull crap. I'm tired of that. I am so sick and tired, Tom, of that. And that's what I'm saying. I'm here 3 weeks. I mean, I this is my path. You know what I'm saying? Each of us have a path. And I believe that this isn't normal, because what they're doing is they're working with me and waiting, because the next thing I'm going to do is go into skilled nursing to get all my mobility back. And then I am going to be going not just to skilled nursing, but then to rehab for 2 weeks. So I'm going to be gone another 5 weeks away from my family and everything. But they're going to be able to come in and visit me. But I can't go back on this now. But at the same time, I'm in here. There's people that I'm doing as I'm advocating for myself. Even one doctor that was pretty condescending. And I just said, I'm not gonna have this. We talked before about a little bit of, things, but my nurses are superstars. Just superstars. I mean, they've made me feel at home, because I'm like a fixture here. It's like here, they call me Sean. They know, they follow, me on social media. They've been subscribing to, the podcast. They were listening today to our last episode. They go, he's always banter like that. And I said, it's not banter, just how we roll. You know what I mean? But
People don't understand. As soon as the mic's off, we still talk like this.
We do. On the phone, we're like an extent. This is just an extension of our phone conversations.
Pretty much,
It is, isn't it? Anyways, the doctor, what she had said, she goes, well, you need to, to eat healthy. I said, so she assumed, not knowing me, that I wasn't eating healthy. Okay? Now, then she said, when she came in, I was sleeping. It was like 11:30. Well, she automatically said, you can't sleep the whole day. That's what she said to me right off the bat. And I said, after the second one time, I sort of dismissed it. The second time, I said, no way. And you know what I did? I drew the line in the sand. Not that I'm anybody, but she's not going to treat me like that. I said, ma'am, I said, how do you know I don't eat healthy? Okay? And so she said, your wife brought you in something. I said, yeah, she did. I said, I didn't eat all day. And I said, my appetite's pretty bad that I ate half of a calzone. Okay?
Right.
And I said, that's what I told her. And I said, ma'am, I said, you can look up. I said, you want me to open up my fitness pal and let you see what I eat? Want me to prove it to you? And listen, I said, so you can't eat a piece of pizza. Is that wrong? I said, that's not healthy. So I can never eat a candy bar. But like I said, you say that to a 150-pound person, you need to eat. Well, if you're eating a piece of pizza, it's okay. But that's the bias, Tom, we talk about, is that they look at us. Well, they slap it out of our hand. They're just there to save us and slap that freaking out of our hand. Well, guess what? That needs to freaking stop. I'm tired of it, Tom. I am so tired that, and other people out there that have to go through this, we got to put a stop to it. And so the next day, and she just said, okay. She goes, no, you don't need to prove it. The next day, and I have her for as long as I'm in here now, because there's doctors in the shifts. The next day she came in, she was so pleasant.
Yeah.
And today was so great. She had, hey, how you doing? She was small talking with me. You know why? Because
you stood your ground.
I stood my ground.
And you stood your ground and opened it up.
Exactly. And that's what everybody that hears this right now, I don't care for whatever it is. We're talking obesity, lymphedema, medical, you know, health and fitness. We need
chronic
to say,
pain, any chronic of that pain, stuff.
Anything that somebody says you don't that you know you're just having an excuse. Well, what do you mean I'm having an excuse? And had that with some of the physical therapy, we got over that bridge, but they were the same way. They're like, you know, but now they're awesome. And right. I say that, Tom, is that if we don't advocate for ourselves, what if nobody does? And that's what put us in the corner in the darkness of obesity, and that we hide. And it's time for us to come out of the shadows and take a stand, take a seat, whatever we have to do, sit down, stand up, speak out, whatever we have to do to get people to understand.
Right.
You don't understand. And I had a great talk with two nurses today. Incredible. Two of my favorite nurses. And they're like, man, I never knew this. And even the equipment, like I'm in a, this is my third bed that I've been in. Okay.
Yeah.
The beds had, because they're trying to get me to get out on the side so I can sit up, but they're not made like that. They're so flimsy, Tom. It's like, right. It's like you're going to go back and forth and then you can fall right through. And I don't want to, it's only like three, but they don't get it. I mean, they just don't. Nobody is going to get it. I don't expect them, but I expect empathy. That's what is great. Okay, I get it. My shoulder, you know, hurts right now so bad, because one of the therapists kept pushing on it, and I have severe nerve damage in that. Not because of that. I just can't lift my shoulder up. It's hard to do. But anyways, even the lift, they had to wait for this lift to get me out of bed to put me on another chair. Well, the manufacturing is, okay, they just added extra space so an obese person can lay on it or sit on it, but they don't add any comfort because they don't want to take the time of putting one of us or me or Tom or somebody that's, you know, extreme obese to sit and lay in a bed and then take our measurements and find out what our movement is and what our, you know, what our range of motion is, so that they can get it right, and how, what it takes to get on the end, even to put an extra support, like a thing that comes out that's like a heavy duty piece of metal or wood that has padding on it at the sides of the bed, Tom. You know, to get, so I, whenever you,
wow,
and you feel, think about that.
Yeah,
and let's you know, let's, you know, listen to me on this. And like you said, yeah, everything that I said and the everything that's going on, I have talked about, I have said it, it's been done, you know, yeah. And it's like we're going through the Twilight Zone, if you will. And it's like we're going through a warp, you know, speed something and going through, like if we're going through future, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, we're sort of going through, like, you know, back to the future. Like that, right. Here's what we're doing. If I could go back, you know, to the future, I would love to, because we would be incredibly set up for anybody right. that's obese.
Well, now's the time.
So, it is the time.
What you're saying, now's the time, because you think about what it was like 30, 50, 100 years ago, especially right. when we didn't have, it's a lot smaller world now than it was then.
It is.
And the problem is nobody communicated. So people that were heavy were just completely ignored because they were kind of in a world all to themselves, yeah. you know, and they were treated like garbage, and they're still treated. We're being dismissed all the time. But now's the time for us to rise up and say, no, no more. Because nope. this is ridiculous. We deserve to be treated like human beings. We deserve to have, and like you said, they don't realize, you know, because you've been through it. When they're telling you to get up on the side of the bed, you're looking at everything. Because I do that too. Like if I go to a restaurant, I'm looking at the chair. Yeah. Can I sit in that chair without breaking it? If I go anywhere, I'm looking at that. If I go to a friend's house, I'm looking at all their chairs and their furniture. Can yeah, I sit down, exactly. or do I just need to stand up?
Yes.
I don't want to break their furniture.
No, you don't want to fall either, Tom. You know, think about that. And that's what I told him. I said, hey, if I break a hip, and I said this last episode, if I break a hip, are you going to come take care of me?
No.
Because I'm out of commission.
The hospital won't even take care of you. There's nothing they say they can do.
No.
I've got a knee problem. They won't do anything with my knee until you lose weight.
It's
so I just got to deal with it.
You can't do it.
I got to deal with it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You have to. Yeah. You're supposed. And then just lose weight. Go lose weight. And then guess what? I come in here and lose all this weight. And I lost another 20 pounds from yesterday. Okay.
Wow.
And they're keeping me with Lasix, you know, yeah. and they're giving me like 80 milligrams. Hmm. And that's, you know, normally you get 40, but they doubled
right.
it.
Right.
And they give it to me twice in a day.
Giving you a lot of potassium and magnesium,
oh,
I hope.
Yeah, the potassium is their horse pills. I mean,
you have to take it, because if you don't, your legs will. That's the other thing people don't yeah. realize. They give you these water pills, and it eliminates the water, but it doesn't get rid of the lymph fluid. And the lymph fluid is the worst.
On top of that,
it dries you out. It dries you out, and you have to keep drinking, because if you don't, you will. You'll get leg.
Yes.
You've had those kind of leg cramps. See, people get Charlie horses all the time. I'm not talking about a Charlie horse.
I'm talking about
your leg seizes up. Seizes up, muscles start doing things, and you cannot control them, and the pain is slap your mama real. I'm telling you, it's horrible. It's not a good thing.
No, and it's like you're almost dying. Like you can't get it straightened out, and then you begin.
I've said some of my best French whenever I've had that happen.
Yes, I did. And speaking of what you said, yeah, your French was really good. Francais, yeah.
Say some German words too.
Oh yeah, Speck of the Deutsch. Yes.
And,
So speaking of that, you just touched on some. Tell that the difference between lymph fluid and this fluid that I have coming off that I was leaking out. Lymph fluid is what it's.
It's like a sludge.
It is.
It's what you said. It's the thing that your body sends fluid to try to help in your body. See, we're not fat, we're inflamed.
Yep.
And what happens is the lymph fluid, and I'm telling you what you've been preaching along, and the body says, okay, send this fluid more to help with the inflammation. The problem is our lymph fluid doesn't travel like it's supposed to. Some people have that from birth. Some people are predisposed to it genetically, and then they had a surgery. Some people get it because women will get it because traditionally they'll have breast surgery for breast cancer, and they'll end up messing up their lymph. Yep. Yeah, the actress, Kathy Bates.
Yep. So, excuse me.
And it just, it has nowhere to go.
And the only thing that can take it is movement.
Yep, because and wrap.
Well, our lymph system doesn't have a pump. The movement is the pump, like a heart, you know, is the what pumps the blood through our veins. But the lymph system doesn't. But that's the thing. Even whenever it's so hard to move, as they say, move, and then you're just lazy because you don't. You know what, Carrie? I want to do this, Tom. I want to get a make a fat suit. Okay.
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
Yeah, and make it 400 or no, like a 100-pound one, a 200-pound one. You know, a 400-pound one, and I want people to get, I'm talking full thing, like around the arms, you know, around the chest, all the way down, around the midsection, all the way down the legs, and become like that. It is the epitome of carrying that weight and that distribution, and then I want to get one with lymphedema built in, on both legs, one leg, and you know, and then have that to where, okay, come on, I'll call anybody out. Come on and use this suit.
You put a 400-pound suit on almost anybody, they're not going to be able to move. They're not. We're going to have them sign a waiver for them. We're going to have them sign a waiver for them to pull muscles they've never even felt before.
Wow. Well, and that's the thing is that we're. You know, we're lazy. Well, guess what? We don't have any character. Well, guess what? I carry around 3 men with me every day.
Yeah.
And 2, you know what I'm saying? When you're up into, you know, 400, 500, 600 pounds, people don't have a clue. And anybody that wants to listen to this, doctors, listen. I mean, in the medical, I've asked, that. You know what else I did too, Tom? I asked some of the doctors that I had. I mean, I said, can I ask you a question? I said, how much time have you spent whenever you were in, you know, 8-10 years of college? You know, they do residencies and stuff like that. I said, how much time do you spend on obesity? And one nurse told me today, you know what she said?
What?
She says, all we learned in nursing school in 2 years is that obesity causes type 2 diabetes.
Hmm. Yeah, my mom, who was skinny as a rail, had type 2 diabetes, so, you know, whatever.
And me and you, my A1C is 5.1.
My A1C, I was barely over, so they put me on metformin, but they did that thinking they could get insurance to cover my gastric bypass. That's the only reason they gave me metformin. Otherwise, they said I didn't need it.
Right. Well, but that's the thing, is that why do they do this and they automatically assume that we're unhealthy, just like the doctor. She said, oh, you need to eat healthy. Then she said, you need not sleep on. Because what she probably thinks that I'm at home. And so, and I said, man, I wish I could show you, you know, where my stuff that I've documented. And
go all the time. You're always busy.
Well, but here's the thing, though, Tom. I just stopped. I said, I wanted to say it up to her that, you know, my videos went, you know, viral, and my story's out there. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't want to say that to her. You know what I'm saying? I was like, but if you only knew.
Yeah.
And not that that's anything, but she thinks that we're not doing, and I'm lazy, and I'm not eating healthy, when she doesn't even know. And have I eaten something that is unhealthy? I have. And let me do this too. Here's a disclaimer. I do it, and I'm going to continue doing that because I am human, and you don't have to beat yourself up. Because food has no moral. It's immoral. You know right. what I'm saying? It doesn't have, you know, that's not that. It's about, you know, making sure that you're eating properly. And that if you want to have something and you treat in moderation, if you could learn that. And I understand there's people that binge eat. I've never been a binge eater, you know, and that's rough. I get it. There's overeaters, and I don't consider myself an overeater. I consider myself that I like to eat and my belly full and eating the wrong foods that I've done over the years. I didn't get here by breathing air and drinking water.
Nope.
Eating fast food 2-3 times a day. You know, traveling and then eating out, you know, eating at 11, 12 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying?
It's very
complicated.
And then
going to bed on it. Yeah, it's, and then drinking my calories. That's what I did. You know what I'm saying, Tom? It just, nobody.
Well, it was a combination also of everything that happened to you mentally over your time in your life.
Right.
There's so many things, so many factors that people don't. Because they just think they're excuses. And unless they've had skin in the game and they've been there, and what kills me are the people that go out there and they lose 200-300 pounds and they forget where they came from.
That's
and they're right as well. Oh, you can do this too. Okay, well, yeah. But here's the thing. Did you remember all those years that you didn't do it? Why? Think about it.
Right.
You know, and just then, maybe you have a different kind of a problem. Maybe your body has a different thing, too. Maybe the reason you were obese is different than Joe down the road who has many problems like hormonal. They don't have a high enough testosterone count. Their hormones are way out of balance. They're not getting the right nutrition that they need. And, you know, there's just more to it. There's just a lot more to it. And that's why... advocates, and because you did what you did and you came out with your story and you kept pushing and surrounded yourself with people that pushed with you, we're finally starting to see where people are getting educated about this. And I think about all these people, and you know what? That's just the tip of the iceberg, man.
It is.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. Remember, people are obese and morbidly obese outnumber people in the other column that are normal weight. We are the new normal. That's the facts. You know, and the fact...
We are the majority, right? We are the
absolutely.
Majority.
And if they don't start... Okay, I won't threaten anybody. But the truth is, they've got to start listening, because the thing is, they're just dismissing people. We're like the people in the lifeboat they're going to throw out first. You know, because... Right. They don't see us as having any worth. You got the news media coming on all the time talking about obesity rates and the way they affect insurance rates and why they're costing money and this and that. Okay.
And like you're gonna
what
die.
About the
you're
people that are on heroin? What about the people that are getting cancer? What about the people that are... And touch that. They just want to touch the people that are overweight because they feel we can help this. We can change this. I've been in relationships where women have told me, you know what, you can fix this. You don't have the same pain I do because your pain you can get rid of. Really? Well, thank you. You know, and one of my marriages, I didn't even know I had lymphedema because nobody had diagnosed me with it. And I was starting to swell, and she would blame me constantly. Like, what's your problem? Why can't you get this under control? Are you taking a water pill? Are you walking? What are you supposed to do that you're not doing? She thought I was doing it on purpose, and it was getting worse, and she thought, I mean,
that's, I'm so,
screamed out constantly, until she finally left. You know, but, and that's the thing. People just, well, the only story like that.
No.
There's a lot of us going through that kind of a thing. You and I could, between the two of us, come up with emotional stories that would pull at the heartstrings of a lot of people, but here's the thing. It's just you and me that went through it, Sean. It's not just you and me going through this. The more people we talk to, the more we see these stories are the same.
Right on.
That are happening. I mean, then there's just so many outside factors that contribute to this. But you've got even the media, whenever they do the news show, they bring up stories about obese people. They won't show their heads.
No.
They show from their neck down.
Neck down. Yep. Yep, they do. And that's
will not show their heads.
No, because, you know, they don't have to want to have to pay them to show their body. So what they'll do is come in and sneak it in, and which is garbage, okay? That's garbage media, garbage. You know, you don't come in and show the real story and the rest of the story, then you know what? Shame on society. Yeah. Shame on the media, Tom. I mean, if they don't, nobody wants to talk about what got us here. Let's go back to the beginning. Follow me there. Follow you there, Tom. I mean, come. You want to hear what happened? You know, and then we're thrown to the side, or we're kicked out. Like, why don't you just go die in the you know, the still and the quietness and the shadows, and don't talk to us anymore?
Many people don't want to just come out and say that they find you unworthy because you're obese. They don't want to tell you that to your face because they know that would be wrong, but they prove it with their actions.
Yes. Yes, they
do. Their actions prove exactly how they feel about you. They don't care. You're not worthy, and they throw you aside. I've been kicked to the curb more times than a new driver. I just, you know, okay, that didn't quite work, but not all of my anomalies do, but... Anomaly? Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom. But you know what I'm saying, and it's the truth. Families can be the worst because, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've seen family members, like, they'll tell their children, don't eat that chocolate bar because you don't want to be like Uncle Tom when you grow up. What the heck is wrong with Uncle Tom other than he's obese? They just assume you must be, you know, you must be a horrible person.
It's disgusting.
Because you're... my kid to be that way, because then they'll be a horrible person too. They'll be a drain to society.
Yep, they will. They, and by the way, listen, you that listen to this and might think, oh, they're, no, you know what, we're working at getting out of this situation,
right?
I don't want to be obese, Tom.
Nope.
Do you want to be obese and have lymphedema?
No, we're not asking you to accept our obesity. We're asking you human beings and treat us like human beings with respect.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're not asking you to accept obesity. We're not asking that. But we wouldn't ask you to accept cancer either.
But they wouldn't throw people with cancer. That's right. But they wouldn't throw people out and look at them and say, you shouldn't have smoked, even if it was lung cancer. They're not going to sit there and say, well, you shouldn't have smoked. Let's not talk about how we got here. Why don't we talk about how to get me out of here? And why don't they put it in school curriculums and medical school and nursing school and everywhere somebody wants to do this, these healthcare professionals that get some learning about what it is. Why don't they listen to us? You know what I'm saying? Because we're identifying the problem, right? And we're educating people. Well, we want to educate them. We want to inspire them. And then we want to execute.
Right. Well, that's not our politician's answer. Our politician's answer is to go into the schools and say, well, we're going to stop giving these kids pizza and we're going to start giving them vegetables with a little bit of protein and follow those five food groups and blah, 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 blah.
Well, them five food groups.
I think they're going to solve everything.
Well, that may.
But you can still buy the a la carte with all the ice cream or whatever you want. Yeah, so what's the big difference?
And the caloric drinks, too, because they got to support their clubs and stuff like that.
That's of course.
The pot machine.
What was the first thing? What did we sell whenever we were in school? Candy.
Candy bars.
I don't know about you, but my dad had to fork out a lot of money for those.
Yeah, because
they disappeared.
Yeah, I know they disappeared. Well, but we're not going to go. I wasn't going to go out and sell them. I probably, right. I guess that's probably our problem right there, Tom. We ate the profits, you know what I'm saying? and our parents were pretty ticked off at us. And you know what I mean? How many times? But Tom, let's come to a conclusion on this because, you know.
Well, before we do, I want to ask you one thing.
Go ahead.
You have let everybody know that you're going to be getting the gastric bypass surgery eventually.
Yes.
What are the next steps you're going to be doing through now to get there?
Okay. Mentioned a little earlier, I'll go a little slower on this because I just sort of bypassed it. Get that? Bypass. Gastric bypass. Anyways, okay. I guess you didn't get it, Tom. You get me?
I'm smiling. They just can't see it.
Oh, yeah, okay. I heard it right there. There it goes. Okay. But here's where I'm at. So, I've been in the hospital for 3 weeks. 3 weeks, right. This coming Saturday.
Yeah.
And by the time this is out, it's not going to be, you know, that. It'll be different, the date.
Right.
But 3 weeks in here, next step is what they're doing is getting me into skilled nursing. That will be for 3 weeks. And I'll have an hour a day of exercise then with the physical therapist to get my mobility be stronger. And then after 3 weeks, 2 weeks in rehabilitation, where that will be 3 hours of working out and getting my range of motion and a little bit more. And then plus I'll eat, you know what I'm saying? They'll have me with working with a nutritionist in that place too, which is just getting me prepared for me having the weight loss surgery. I'll be home by, you know, by December, you know, before Christmas. And so once that happens, then I should be ready for surgery, because the doctor wanted me to lose 50 pounds. I've already surpassed that. But this will get me strong enough and stronger for the surgery. And what I'm hoping for is to be done and ready for that by January. That's the
very
path.
Good. Well, can you tell me a little bit, and we'll hit on this more when you get closer to that time, but what about your concern, people that are going to be going through this? What can you speak to them about this, and how can so people can identify
sure.
with what you're going through, and some of the emotions that are, I'm sure, going through your mind and what you're discovering? Yeah. Because it's not, there's a risk involved.
They're a big risk. You've had surgery. I'd never have. I've never had surgery one time. And I'm a little scared. I mean, I'm scared about that. But when I talked to Dr. Bornstein, who's the doctor, he said, well, you know, there's a risk. And, you know, being overweight, you know, and the thing is, they checked my heart here. They did a heart echocardiogram and stuff like that of my heart. And then they did a chest x-ray. And for me, My heart is very strong. I mean, it's just like one notch below being completely strong. I mean, nothing. It's just, I'm in good shape by the grace. I'm thankful.
That doesn't surprise anybody that knows you, because you got the biggest heart.
Well, Tom, that means the world to me, bro. I mean, seriously. And that does my heart good. And it's...
You can pay me later.
The $5 million that you talked about on the show the last time. Yeah. Anyways, the thing is that it's all about, like I say, my heart's good, so I will be strong enough by January to be put under the knife. But the thing is being obese and having 28 infections is risky too. Right? And being hospitalized 21 times. But I each time I get risk, I can get septic, because it changes. It has a mind of its own, Tom. And once you get it, you're prone to it. Well, it's a risk I want and have to take. It's not
an option. What you're asking was hope.
That's it.
Think about where you were a couple of months ago when there was no hope for gastric bypass.
Not Tom. No.
Was not looking like at all, and you were really struggling. And there are people out there that were going there. They know. They've been there. They're going through it too right now. What do you say to those people?
You know what? Find your path and stay on your path. That's why we do this podcast. That's why we have the Obesity Revolution. Reach out to us, please. Get a hold of us. You follow me, you listen to this, go to theobesityrevolution.com, go to my Facebook page, my Instagram, my TikTok,
yes,
and reach out.
Yes.
If you're going through this and you're scared and you don't know where to go, we will at least help you, and we don't have all the answers, but
we can give you tools. We can give you tools.
Tools, yes. We have a lot of things, which we're working up more things, and I believe I'm in the hospital for making some connections in the medical industry and social workers. You need a social worker is what you need.
Yeah.
You that struggle with your in-home, if you don't already, get a social worker that is a workhorse and that's a beast.
Yes.
Because they pulled on Sue is my social worker, and she advocates for the disabled, okay? And for people right. that are in my situation, she has knocked doors down and has got me things for where I could have been in the last 5 months, too, Tom. It's really turned around. So with all that being said, it's that you find a social worker that's there for you and will be there for you. Go to our support group. It's all in the show notes. And go to theobesityrevolution.com. And yeah, do I yes. am I worried? Am I concerned? Yes. Is yes. it a big risk? Yes. But the risk is bigger of what I'm going through right now. And yes, that's what we need to continue to do. And listen, we're for you. We got your back. You know, we love you. And get healthy, stay healthy. And remember, find that path. Don't let anybody treat you bad. And stay focused, because we got this. I love you all.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.